Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
That goodness is folk on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, on the internet, sheffieldlive.org. The show will also be available later as a podcast. I'm Swaggy, broadcasting on my own this morning for the first hour, and then I'll leave you in the very capable hands of James Fagan for the second hour. During this first hour, I will be talking to Joan Crump about this year's Hartlepool Folk Festival, and we've got lots and lots of great music for you. You can contact us via our own Facebook pages. In addition, the show also has its own Facebook page. We will leave everything open whilst the show is in air, and you can contact us. As I said, over the next 2 hours, we've got lots and lots of great music for you, so keep listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk.
And good morning from me too. I will be joining you in the second hour, as Sam said, with a special today on Leon Russellson, the brilliant Leon Russellson, songwriting as he turned 90 on the weekend. Happy birthday, Leon. So stick around in the second half for some fantastic interviews with Rob Johnson, Sandra Kerr and Nancy Kerr, and many of Leon's choice songs.
Soft that has this winter's weather overshake and driven away the longer night is black. Saint Valentine, which heart full high unlocked, Lord, sing the smaller fowl is for thy sake. Now welcome summer with thy sun is soft, that hast this winter's weather overshade. Well, I have the cause for to gladden oft. Well, I have the cause for to gladden oft. Since each of them an echo red hath is made,
Taylor there with Now Welcome Summer, a song which I finally feel I can play because it's getting warmer finally. June Taylor there. Now I'm very happy today because my producer is Kirsty Brovnley, who's back here in the UK, and I was looking forward to this show to introduce her to some new music from people we really like and love. This is Martin Simpson from the album Sky Dancers, and this is New Harmony.
Jars were filled with fireflies. I remember you and I guess it's been such a long old time. And I've been sitting by the Ohio, watching the towboats rolling up slow, and thinking of places we used to go. You've been on my mind. Rain across the bottomlands, broken stones from an old mill dam, the west wind in the darkened days is enough to blow the blues my way. I've been sitting by the Ohio, watching the towboats rolling up slow, and sinking on places we used to go. You've been on my mind. Rusted rails in a river town, whistles blow, New Orleans bound, cornfields waiting for the plow. Things that I can't show you now. I've been sitting by the Ohio, watching the towboats rolling up slow, and sinking on places we used to go. You've been on my mind. winter sky, so deep and cold, the new moon's arms cradle you. Come home songs on the radio, and I've been sitting by the Ohio, watching the torrents rolling up slow and sinking on places we used to go. You've been on my mind. I've been sitting by the Ohio, watching the towboats rolling up slow, thinking of places we used to go. You've been on my mind. You've been on my mind.
Martin Simpson there with New Harmony. With Atlas Simpson on backing vocals and Greg Lease on the steel guitar, and that's from the album Sky Dancers, which of course is available now. Right, in a moment we will talk to Joan Crump about Hartlepool Folk Festival, but first let's hear from the massive headliner. Who they are delighted to have, and we'll talk about this more in a moment. This is Kate Rusby.
Think not of casting off your dreams when the road goes on forever. All is not just as it seems, and we'll walk the road together. All the way through wind and rain, I'll never deceive my heart again. Hand in hand across the land, we'll walk the road together.
Think not.
Together.
That's Kate Rusby there from the album 30 Happy Returns, that version of Walk the Road. And Kate is appearing at Hartlepool Folk Festival, and with any luck, I should be able to hear Joni Krupp. How are you doing, Joni?
I'm very well, Sam. Yeah, how are you?
I can hear you. Fantastic. Yes. I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to Hartlepool this year. You must be thrilled to have Kate as the headliner. That's the biggest headliner.
Oh my goodness! Absolutely. How chuffed are we? It's so good to have somebody of Kate's caliber, and also, you know, having been a fan of hers since she started. Really, it's such a, and I think when I was at Sidmouth, I think we booked her then, but to have her at my own festival is just such a treat and a joy, and we can't wait.
I've asked you this many times, but what is it that makes Hartlepool such a special festival, do you think?
I feel like I should turn that question back on you, Sam, because you come to it. What do you think makes it special?
It's by the sea, isn't it? You're by the seaside. It's a lovely headland, isn't it?
I love I live on the headland. So that's part of what makes it super special to me, is that it's really, you know, in my own neighborhood. I look out my back window and I can see the Squircle, where our family festival takes place, and I can see the Borough Hall, which is where our main stage venue is. And we're right by the sea, as you say. So this is my community and I love it. And it's like being in a village, but you're at the seaside at the same time. I think it's nice that everything is really easily get roundable, if you see what I mean. You can sort of walk very easily, get really easily between the venues. It's fantastic that we have our campsite now so that we can welcome people to camp or to bring their vehicles with them. And it's right at the top of the headland. And that's really nice because it feels like it's just on the edge of the festival, really. And so it's a kind of town festival, but it has a very villagey, very sort of site-specific sensibility, I think. And that's one of the things that's lovely about it. Also, we like to do kind of strange and quirky programming, which is fun. We like to do our events like the folk cabaret that we do every year, and sort of the silly events that we do. The family festival, which is out in the middle of the Squircle, as I said before, just out in the center of our site, gives it a real focus, and there's always lots of vibrant, exciting stuff going on there. And I think that not to blow my own trumpet, but I also think we have generally a really high quality, I would say like a classy kind of program.
Absolutely.
If that's not a funny word to use.
Absolutely. And like you say, you have various venues various venues in walking distance, don't you? We've got the Borough Hall with lots of rooms for things to happen. But we've also got St Hilda's as well, haven't we?
That's right. St Hilda's Church is a beautiful old church. It's almost 1,000 years old. And to be in that space, which is on the site of where St Hilda's Abbey would have been, so it really is a connection back to ancient Hartlepool. And to have that space to work in, and which is such a beautiful, naturally acoustic space, and just a beautiful visual space as well. And to have so many lovely concerts there over the course of the weekend is always such a joy. It's such a privilege, really. Fantastic.
So before we I ask for personal interest, really, as you know. But what have we got coming to St Hilda's this year, then?
So at St Hilda's, we have lots of really fun things. We have the Kate Young Trio is going to be in there. We have Alistair Anderson, I think, is playing in there. Jim Cosley and Miranda Sykes are doing their Baring Gould show in there.
Oh, yes.
you have a really lovely concert by Jasdeep Singh Degun, a lovely sitar concert in there. What I try and do is choose things that really suit the space.
Yeah.
So, we also have a performance of some of the songs from We're Not Going Back, which was a musical written by Buff Wally about women during the miners' strike of 1984, and that concert is going to take place in St Hilda's Church as well.
Lovely. Well, we'll talk in a moment about the about some of the special things you're doing for the miners' strike. But let's just go back to one of the concerts you were just talking about. You've got Miranda Sachs and Jim Causley coming to do a show, haven't you?
That's right.
And that's about the Sabine Gould, isn't it?
That's right. The Reverend Sabine Baring Gould, and it's specifically about his collecting around, I think, sort of supernatural things. So it's sort of witches and werewolves and that kind of thing. It sounds really fun.
We actually have an exclusive track from that show, and this is a track called Last of the Singers.
To me and my pretty old eyes, to me and my pretty old eyes.
Well, I reckon the days is departed when folks would listen to me, and I feel like it's one broken hearted all thinking on what used to be. And I don't know as much be amended than was in the merry old times, when with pipes and an ale folks attended to me and my purdy old rhymes, to me and my purdy old rhymes. 'Tis true I be cruel, asthmatic, and I've lost every tooth in my head, and my limbs be that crimped with rheumatic. Dare say I was better in bed. Oh my, all the world be for reading newspapers and books and whatnot. Sure 'tis only conceitedness breeding, and the old singing man is forgone, and the old singing man is forgone. Well, I reckon that with my brown fiddle I'd go from this cottage to that. All the youngsters would dance in the middle, their pulses and feet pitter-pat. I could sing if you'd stand me the liquor all the night, and I'd never give on. My voice, I don't deny it, gets thicker, but I'd never exhaust in my store. No, I'd never exhaust in my store. Tis politics now is the fashion, as sets folks about by the ear, and slops makes the poorest of blushing. No singing for me without beer. Well, I reckon the days be departed for such jolly old gaffers as I. Folks never will be so light-hearted as they were in the days that's gone by, as they were in the days that's gone by.
Well,
Lord, what's with their education? And me neither cipher nor write, but in singing the best in the nation, and gives the whole parish delight. I be going, I reckon, full mellow, to lay in the church on my head. So say God be with you, dear old fellow, for the last of the singers is dead. For the last of the singers is dead.
For the last of the singers is dead.
That was Jim Causey there with a song, Miranda Sykes and Jim Causey there with the song called "Last of the Singers" from their show. Looking at the life and themes of Sabine Baring-Gould, and the show will take place at Hartlepool Folk Festival, which takes place from the 4th to the 6th of October. Jodie, back in 2015, you celebrated the end of the miners' strike. We're coming up to another anniversary for that now. Tell us some of the things you're going to be doing this year.
But this year we're kind of commemorating the full year of 1984. So we're doing a show that looks back at the very first one that we did, which was called "Come All Ye Bold Miners," and this year we're calling it "Bold Miners: Spirit of '84," and we're looking more specifically at songs that emerged from the strike itself, as opposed to just from the mining community. And we have a fantastic lineup for that. I mean, Peggy Seeger leads it, which is incredibly important to me, because in the first show, I don't really feel like we had enough of the women's voices coming through. And one of the things that I've learned from being in this area for the past dozen years or so is how important the miners' strike was to whole communities, and in particular, how much it affected women's lives and how much women were real sort of backbones of keeping the communities going during that time. So I'm delighted that Peggy is going to be involved. And we have also the Wilsons taking part in that. And we have Frankie Archer taking part in that. And I think she's actually going to be using some original recordings that she did of an interview with an ex-miner. And she's going to be incorporating that into the piece that she's creating for that show. And we also have Alistair Anderson in that. And we have Benny Graham, a bunch of other sort of Northeast sort of luminaries who are going to be taking part in that concert as well. Some of whom took part in the original concert 9 years ago, and some of whom are brand new to us. So it's super exciting.
Like you say, it's really it's really exciting to have Peggy, isn't it? And she's gonna do a talk with Sandra Kerr as well, isn't she?
She is, because Peggy is. I mean, she does do full concerts now, but because we wanted to do a couple of different things, we didn't want to really, I guess, ask too much of her, because we didn't want to to tire her out, really. So instead of asking her to do another full set, she's going to do it in conversation with Sandra, where she's talking about her career. And if anybody listened to her autobiography read it, it's in particular, it's great to listen to. You can get it on Audible or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
And it's really worth listening to, because Peggy herself reads it, and she sings things, and she kind of illustrates it with various wonderful little anecdotes and stuff. It's so fantastic. I found it really inspiring. And yeah. So obviously listening to Peggy talking about her life and her career, particularly with someone that she knows as well as she knows Sandra, will be an absolute delight.
Yeah, absolutely. I was looking at the lineup yesterday, and I was thinking you've really tried this year, haven't you? I mean, you always have, but you've really tried this year. All the major headliners are, and the first people you announced are women, aren't they? They're all like Catherine Tickell, Peggy, Kate Rusby, Lady Razory. You know, it's you've really tried this year to have that, haven't you? I think
it's really important. It's an interesting one that you bring that up, Sam, and I'm glad that you're kind of, in a way, I'm glad you've noticed it. On the other hand, I guess it's unfortunate that it's not just the norm. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you actually look at our lineup, although it's kind of led by women in terms of headliners, but it's really still about 50-50. But the fact that that's unusual makes it look like there are more women than there are, if you see what I mean. But it really is, it's about 50-50. But I really did try to, I guess, it's wrong to say I really tried. Over the past few years, I guess I've just been more aware of the fact that women in our industry are not as well represented in terms of headline and main spots on bills as they should be. And I guess, you know, we're not a huge festival. We're a tiny festival, but and it would be great to see much bigger festivals having more equitable bills than they currently do or that they have done historically. But I think that there are lots of movements that have happened over the past few years in Ireland and Scotland and in England, which have kind of raised this as an issue. And even as a programmer, I think just being aware of it makes your programming better. And I think that as a festival generally, we've tried to be we've tried to have a really broad range of artists. So we do have a lot of queer and LGBTQ representation in our lineup. We always try to. We are trying to just generally increase the diversity and the broadness of the audience, because I think anybody who goes to a festival or an event of any kind, an arts event of any kind, wants to see themselves represented. Yeah. It kind of makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it? Really,
it does. So, how can people? We should mention first. Early bird tickets finish on the 1st of July, don't they?
They do, and then they go to full price. That's right. So this is the best time to buy them.
It is indeed. And how can people get tickets?
They can go to hartlepoolfolkfest.co.uk and they can click on the big old early bird ticket price link that's right there on the front page, and they can access those tickets there. And then from the 1st of July, there will be individual concert tickets available and day tickets available as well. So if you just want to come for a day or you want to come to a few concerts, that's fine. Those tickets will be available after the 1st of July. But if you want to get the very best value and come to all of the wonderful events we have planned, then your weekend tickets, get them now, get them before the 1st. That would be a really good idea.
Fantastic. Well, let's finish off now with somebody who I know we've talked about, and I know you're delighted to have her. Let's finish off with a little bit of Peggy Seeger, and I'll see you soon. Thanks, Joanie.
See you soon, Sam. Thank you.
See you soon.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the gift you gave to the dark and empty skies, my love. To the dark and empty skies. The first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my hand. Like the trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my command, my love, that was there at my command. First time ever I lay with you and felt your heartbeat next to mine, I thought our joy would fill the earth and last till the end of time, my love, and last till the end of time. The first
Peggy Seeger there with The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, a new version recorded last year. And like we said with Joni, Peggy will be appearing at Hartlepool Folk Festival, which takes place from the 4th of October to the 6th of October. Come and join us. It'll be my birthday while we're there. So that's all the more reason for you to come and join us. And lovely stuff there. Now we have a new album by the Spooky Men's Chorale. It's always great to see them whenever they get to the UK. And here they are from the new album. This is a very interesting version of Jolene.
Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my
He's the only one for me, Jolene.
Spooky Men's Chorale there with Jolene from their brand new album. And like I say, looking forward to seeing them in the UK this summer, including a gig at, in Sheffield at the Leadmill on the 9th of July. Tonight at the Greystones is the fantastic band Nos. And here they are. From their latest album. This is a set of tunes called Stroma. Wasn't the great band Nos there, and like I say, they will be on the Greystones this evening. Now we have a new album by Catherine Priddy that we haven't played yet, and this is a track from it. This is Catherine Priddy. Thank you.
watching rainbow jumps afraid. Lady, she has come again. I will not fear the end of day as long as I can feel her rays. Lady, she will shine away.
Catherine Pretty there with Sailor from her new album. Catherine Pretty there. Now I mentioned earlier on this program that I was looking forward to this program to play Kirsty Bromley some music that I don't think she's heard before. This is actually a track that I've been wanting to play her for to introduce her to for some time. And And this is the moment to do it, because we had a walk Kellermine yesterday. It's Wednesday as I'm sitting here recording the show now. And we found some tiny notes, almost exactly in the form of what this song describes. Warning people not to take their own lives. And this is a song from the Young'uns called written by Sean Cooney, called Tiny Notes, about a young woman called Paige Hunter who did exactly that. This is Tiny Notes.
She ties tiny notes onto the railing. She's done it ever since she was a kid, so that someone's lad or someone's mum or dad won't try and do the thing she nearly did. Tiny little notes, tiny little notes, tiny notes are tied onto the bridge. One of them says stop, feel your heartbeat. One says this is your story and it doesn't end tonight. And one of them says though the world is darkening, somewhere there's light. Tiny little notes, tiny little notes, tiny notes are tied onto the bridge. Unknown number texts on Christmas morning, says you don't know me or what I've been through, but here's my newborn baby sleeping by the Christmas tree. I never would have seen her without you. Tiny little note, to the bridge. Sometimes love's not enough, but sometimes it is. One night she dreamed she was a river, waiting neath the bridge all warm and deep, to carry all of them along forever and sing them all so softly off to sleep.
There with Tiny Notes from the album of the same name, and look forward to hopefully seeing the Young'uns very soon. Thank you very much for listening to today, to this first hour. Thanks to Joni Crump for having a chat with us. Thanks to my producer today, Kirsty Bromley, who's been doing it for the first time. And Kirsty is also doing a gig online on the 17th of July, and you can access the online gig by going to the Live at Sam's website. It's gonna be a lovely night. We'll finish now this first hour with one of my favourite bands of this year, who I was honoured to see live, and hopefully Don Lonnie will be better soon. This is the Bothy Band with Rip the Calico, and I'll see you next week.